We're going to move for a moment away from the top news of the day. Protests after the killing of George Floyd over the summer brought hundreds of thousands of people onto the streets of the country. There are still some demonstrations happening. Many of the protesters are new to civic action, but with a momentous election looming, there's a question about whether they will vote. Brett Jaspers from member station KERA reports on efforts in Texas to get protesters to the polls.
On a cloudy Thursday, shoppers bustle in and out of an El Rancho grocery store in Fort Worth. A half dozen activists stand at the entrances, offering voter registration forms. Yadira Avitia registers one person that evening. She's a volunteer deputy registrar, which means she's legally allowed to help register people here in Tarrant County.
Okay, gracias.
Daquan Johnson works at the other entrance, asking people if they're registered. He says he does the same thing at protests.
That's how I can be that much more a part of a movement. Like, you go to these protest groups and say, hey, are you registered? Because I see you're protesting, that's fine, but are you going to vote? Because we need that.
Johnson and Avitia are part of the group Enough is Enough Fort Worth. Founder Kwame Osei Jr. says they've broadened beyond the protests.
As we were going to protest, we started going to more city hall meetings and meeting with the chief of police and meeting with Mayor Betsy Price. So that's where we started to shift the focus to and more community based. Because if we don't change anything in legislation, then nothing's going to happen.
Organizations like this one want to reform how cities, states, and the federal government spend tax dollars and govern policing. That takes influencing elected officials or electing new ones. But many of the summer's protesters were teenagers taking civic action for the first time. And the voting habit doesn't happen automatically.
As candidates, we also have to do our part.
Democrat Jasmine Crockett won her July runoff for a Texas state House seat by less than 100 votes. She says her campaign registered hundreds of people she met at protests.
Grassroots is the way to go, no matter what, especially when you're talking about the younger voter or the voter that's normally disengaged, because for them, they're looking at it and they're saying, well, I see president, but I don't see the rest of you. And so you've got to make it to them some way, somehow.
It's the relationship a candidate forms with a potential voter, Crockett says, that turns them out. Because people don't necessarily know what a state representative does or what role that person plays in setting policy. Daniel Renty agrees. People are still learning how local government functions. Renty works for a church in Frisco, a city just north of Dallas. He volunteered to help organize a protest in the city back in June. Thousands turned out. Now he's helping with a local voter registration drive.
I haven't been the most involved on the state level. You know what I mean? It gets often neglected. And that's where it's kind of shifted my attention to, is how we can locally get more involved.
One group that's been on the ground for years is the Texas Organizing Project, or TOP. Deputy Director Brianna Brown says her staff and volunteers tried to have meaningful yet socially distant conversations with protesters this summer. But she says the election isn't their only goal.
More critical for us is, like, how do we figure out real and meaningful ways for people to be engaged beyond the election.
Brown's group made about 1,200 new contacts across the state during the recent protests. About 80 Dallas area residents attended a follow-up Zoom meeting. TOP's work with these new activists is centered around policy issues like the city's police budget. The group also plans to contact over 1.5 million voters this fall, mostly people of color.
Protest to power building is what organizing, you know, is all about.
Back at the El Rancho grocery store, interactions with potential voters are fleeting. There's little time for a deep conversation. But Kwame Osei Jr. of Enough is Enough Fort Worth says they do happen. When he meets a person who says his or her vote doesn't matter, he calls on an analogy.
I say it's you and you have a sibling, and that sibling is putting 5 cents a day in their piggy bank, and you're not putting nothing into your piggy bank. Who's going to have more money?
Saving money over time, he tells them, is like consistent voting, where you build up political influence. It's by voting, he says, that activists can get closer to results they want. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.